Welcome to our Spiritual Spotlight series, where we explore the vast and mysterious world of spirituality. Whether you're seeking guidance on your spiritual journey, interested in learning more about different spiritual practices and beliefs, or simply looking for inspiration to deepen your connection with the divine, then this is a show just for you. Join us as we delve into topics such as mindfulness, meditation, manifestation, energy healing, and much more. Our aim is to provide a safe and inclusive space for all listeners to explore their spirituality and connect with like-minded individuals. So grab a cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's journey together on the path of spiritual awakening. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Spiritual Spotlight series. Today, I am joined by Natasha Joy Price. Hi, Natasha. I'm so happy you're here today.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. It's lovely to meet you at last.
Lovely to meet you as well. So we're actually going to do this a little bit differently. Normally, it's kind of Rachel's asking questions, but Natasha and I found that we have both a very similar path of our healing modalities, and we kind of just wanted to talk about that.
Yeah. So,
Natasha, you are the owner of Dandelion Therapies. Can
That's
you
right.
tell us, and you've been an energy therapist for a long time. Maybe
yeah.
can you tell us, how did you get into that realm? Like, what started you in that realm?
Okay, so I had a specific experience that sort of set me off on my journey. So I was 37. I just had my third child. He was a big baby and was born in the hottest week of the year. So I had terrible swollen ankles. So somebody said to me, why don't you go and have a Reiki? And I was like, never heard the word, had no sort of no reference at all. So I thought, okay, I'll go. And I went along with my son in the carry cot, and I can't say I relaxed at all, because I was lying there probably really stiff as a board thinking, what's she doing? Where is she? You know, but I had a really, really interesting experience. And what that did was it made the walls of my little paradigm that was my life at that point just fall away. Because I was like, how have I got to 37 and not know any of this? Mm-hmm. What is this? Where does it come from? What's it about? You know, I'm science-based. So I had all these questions going on in my head. And that sort of triggered, really, just 20 years. I mean, it hasn't really faded, but 20 years sort of like fascination in energy, how we can use it, what's it made of, where does it come from? Mm. All those sort of you know, I wanted those answers, really. And that's meant that I've just studied and studied. I even did a master's in parapsychology at one point with three children at home. Not a good idea, can I just say? But it was fascinating because I was just so interested. I wanted to really understand about these energy healing modalities and what we could achieve with them.
I like that you and I are both science-based.
Like yeah.
I feel like we're both rooted and we want to know the how and the why behind what we're doing. Like with
Absolutely.
Me, I've been a nurse for 18 years and it's always been fascinating to me. Like, okay, well, you know, I guess for me, how I kind of got started was more of mindset work and more of a, okay, well, let me shift my mindset because it's going through some struggles and going through this. And then it went into your thoughts create your reality. And then your thoughts create dis-ease within your body. And maybe because of these limited beliefs that I have, I'm now getting this rash, you know?
Yes.
So it's like untangling, you know, all of that. And what's for me, I know that I was kind of, and I like that you brought up that you had a specific story. And as you were saying that, I'm like, do I have a specific story? And the person that I learned my energy healing modality through, I actually went to her first for a meditation class and we did a whole activating your light body series. which was fascinating, and kind of getting into the energetic bodies and all of this stuff. And then she said, well, you can take it to the next level and then learn how to remove these energetic blockages out of people. And I'm like, what? So like you, it's always been, okay, now what? Now what?
Yeah.
Now what? Yeah. Cause you also do, so you do Reiki, you do theta healing. And why don't you tell us a little bit about theta healing? Cause I do it, but in a different realm.
Okay. So, theta healing for me is, I, as a practitioner, well, first of all, you do digging to find, and muscle testing to find the beliefs that maybe somebody has around an issue. Right. And then I, as a practitioner, go into a theta brainwave state and I remove that from their energy. Mm-hmm. So it's quite difficult to explain actually to people, I've found, because it's very logical with the muscle testing. They can get that, but it's the other bit. It's a real mix of sort of real, like almost like mediumship in a way, and sort of, you know, and the physical bit. So it's quite, but I have, again, I have a good story about
that. Let's hear it.
And that was because, being science-based, I studied geology and then went on to law, and I've been a property lawyer for 30 years. I know, you can get more extremes.
So true.
I know. And I've often tried to merge it and it just doesn't work.
Like,
I know. I think I needed them for the balance, you know.
I agree with you there. Yeah.
Yeah. That was, but about 10 years ago, I was in a particular firm and I was very unhappy. And I started to develop pain in my hips. And during the day, I was normally okay, but at night, it would wake me up. Mm. And it was like this gnawing, growing pains. Mm-hmm. Well, I was, you know, an adult at that time. And it took me a long time to sort of, even with what I did, to try and think, what's this about? And then I suddenly got a bit of a eureka moment. And I thought, I know what this is about. And using theta, I was able to remove all the negative feelings around the situation at work. And from that point on, I never had any more pain, nothing.
Wow.
Now, for me, that was just such an affirmation, and I needed to experience it myself to really then be passionate about it. But one, it was an affirmation that we do store emotions in our body, usually in our weakest part. After three children, my hip areas are weak areas. So that's where the, you know, these emotional energies attach. So that was the first thing, that we do store them in our body. And two, theta really helped me to remove those. So those were two massive affirmations for me. And I need that. Being a science mind, I can't just say, well, crystals, you know, they really work, and just wave something around the air and expect somebody to, you know, take that on board. I need to understand it, believe it, before I can teach anything or, you know.
It is very true. Like, I took, I'm a certified crystal healer, and the person where I took it from, she was a biologist and she was a science teacher. So she did teach it, and you did geology. Like, you need to learn, like, okay, if I pick up this guava quartz, why do I want to work with this? Is it just because it's pretty, or is it because it's going to raise up my vibration and then it's going to be more in an elevated love state? Like, you know, and for us, it's super important. Like, I don't want to, like you said, it's just because it's pretty, you know, I don't want to bring into a client saying, you know, you might be benefit for some fluorite, and they'll be like, why?
Yeah, exactly. I, you know, I think you have to, and I think that benefits the whole healing energy arena. You've got to have the, you've got to have the science base to it. So I like that part of it. But I definitely need the affirmations.
Yeah. I do feel like, do you feel like now with your clients and how you're, you know, you've been doing this a long time, like, do you find that now people are more readily open to do more of the energy healing and the theta healing and all of that?
I think, definitely. I think it's, I mean, I've been doing it for 20 years now, and I do think it has developed, and I do think it is getting much more popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people are, they're looking outside of the conventional, traditional medicine and looking for other answers.
Right.
But I always say to my clients, you know, I believe that we need all the information mm-hmm. that is available to us, traditional as well as energetic, because it that creates a whole holistic approach.
Right.
So, you know.
And let me ask you this, before you had this, you know, Reiki session with your son, were you intuitive and did you follow like kind of a spiritual path before you had that moment?
No, no.
Interesting.
I had done nothing. I suppose I was spiritual, but, you know, I've not really delved into it. I hadn't done anything. Mm-hmm. So that really sort of, if you like, jolted me awake. It really put me on my path. And from that point to now, I've just been fascinated. So, and I never, as I started it, I never thought, I'm going to set up a business. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. It never even occurred to me. That's not why I did it. I had enough of my plate. I was just, you know, fascinated. That's what it was about.
Do you still do property law?
Yeah, I still do a 9-to-5, but my kids are grown up and gone now, so makes it easier. But yeah, I still do my 9-to-5, got a mortgage to pay and all the rest of it. So
it's the same for me. Yeah, I still run a doctor's office, but then, you know, it's nice to be able to talk with like-minded individuals, because sometimes, I don't know if you've ever felt like this, sometimes the spiritual path and going into energy healing and different modalities can be isolating and can feel a little lonely. Have you ever experienced that at all?
Well, yes. It's quite recently, actually. I did feel quite isolated about it, and that really the group that I was in didn't really understand where I was coming from, and they just weren't my tribe, I think.
Yeah.
But you know what? It just made me even more determined. I thought, I've had so many affirmations over 20 years. I know none of us fully understand what's going on when we do energy healing, but we certainly know something's happening. We know that it works, my experience with theta healing, and hundreds of other affirmations along the way. So there is definitely something happening. I love it. I've experienced it. I've had affirmations, and I sort of want to give that, sort of convey that passion, I suppose, to other people. I want them to understand that, you know, if you're not doing any sort of energy healing, then you're missing quite a big piece of the puzzle that's your overall holistic health.
Absolutely. I think
it's really important. And there's so much you can do. There's a huge amount.
I mean, like, let's talk about us. Like, you're a Reiki healer, and I'm an integrative energy therapy healer, and we both, like, it's they're beautiful energy modalities, but they're very different.
Yeah.
And but we're getting to the same point of, you know, helping a client to pull out things that are no longer serving them, infuse in, you know, that dynamic healing of, okay, you're having heartache. Well, let's infuse in love. You're having, and what I love about IET, and you'll probably appreciate this with the science, it works with the organs. So like fear can be in your liver, and then you pull that out, and, you know, in your heart, obviously heartache, and maybe you don't want to distrust, you know? So I think that's why I gravitated towards IET, was because it works specifically with the organs. I need something more meaty, you know, like,
yeah.
I need,
yeah.
Cause sometimes you do a 9-to-5. Sometimes my brain can't comprehend, like, you know, I really need to say, okay, show me on the map.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? And you also do past life regression, which I would imagine is profound. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, I love past life regression therapy. I did a diploma in it.
Wow.
And I just found it fascinating. Mm-hmm. It's extraordinary that you can, really it lends to the idea that you have a soul continuum.
Yeah.
So your soul energy is moving through the universe through time and space, mm-hmm. and we incarnate at different times mm-hmm. to learn different lessons. Now, all of those lessons and all of that information is held in your energy somewhere. Right. We might not remember it, but it's there. So through trance work, we can connect back into those lifetimes and have a look at the lessons and release emotions and negative emotions and beliefs and perspectives that we held on to as we passed over, basically, that is still sitting in our energy. So fascinating. No two sessions are the same.
Isn't that so true? Like, yeah. So I do Akashic Records, and with the Akashic Records, we do past life healings, and we're looking for, like you said, lessons or limiting beliefs or whatnot. Yeah. And I am always amazed at the client's journey. Like, it's like, oh, we're going to Egypt. Like, it's just, yeah. we're going here. Like, yeah. And like you said, no session is the same, which I think for us as being healers, it's almost awe-inspiring, because it's not, you know, when we're in our 9-to-5, I would imagine things get routine. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
But with our work, it's just, oh, I love it. Do you ever have like one moment where you're like, can you recall a client that you might be willing to talk about where you're like, wow, that was pretty interesting?
I have got one client. Obviously, I won't name names or anything, but it was during my training. So it was a bit of baptism by fire, this. And I remember ringing my friend who I did the course with afterwards. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I've had this woman spasming in my loft, you know, because she was really went into spasming. That's all I can say. And the way she was arching her back, and I spent the whole time saying to her, breathe, now just breathe, because she really looked like she was going blue. And, you know, but she was so in the moment, and she was so living that experience. And afterwards, she could tell me exactly what was happening, and it all made sense. But as a therapist, and a very new therapist, it was a bit startling. But again, that's such a learning, isn't it? That, you know, she was holding all of that energy in her body.
Yeah.
And that was affecting the way that she was moving through her current life.
Mm-hmm.
The minute it went, she said, in fact, we had two sessions, because the first session was just physical.
Right.
And then we had to have another session to sort of delve into it a bit. But afterwards, she just said, I feel completely different. You know, the way I move, the way I hold myself physically, the way I feel, there's just been a complete shift. And that, you know, I did find that fascinating. A bit shocking, but fascinating.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, ma'am?
Yeah, I know. I was like, please breathe, please.
I know sometimes you get into situations where, but then I do feel like, As a practitioner, we're given what we can handle, and we know what we can hold space for. Do you find that with your clients? And I know that I kind of go like this, that you'll get like bookings of clients, and that there may be things that you need to also kind of look on and work on.
Like, yeah, oh, definitely.
Oh, I don't want to be seen. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I think you attract them at that point, don't you? Yeah.
And like themes, I find themes, like, you know, we'll go in like a row of like six sessions in a row, like, I'm not worthy of love, you know, and sometimes it can be something just as simple as that, like remembering that you are worthy of love and that you are enough. And sometimes people just need that gentle reminder from divine and spirit, like, you know, you, and for, even from you as the therapist.
Yeah.
You know, that's interesting.
I do think there's a real energetic sort of interplay between therapists and their clients, present and future. It's a bit like when you do a workshop and people come together and they've all got the same issue, even though that isn't what the workshop was about. Do you know what? There's always like this connection with these people. Yeah. So there's this sort of whole energy interplay going on that we can't see.
That is so true. Like, I recently just taught a workshop, in Lilydale back in June, and I did about being an empath. And it was very interesting. The people in there, you could tell, like, it was a very visceral experience. Cause I did, yeah. I did a lot of group guided meditations, and it was all about reclaiming, you know, your lower chakras, and about how being grounded and rooted really can empower you as an empath. But you could tell, like, it was just, and it was beautiful watching, like, their experiences and how this person was feeling this and this, and they were able, they were all able to hold space for each other. Yeah. You know, I love that. It's like, and then also you see that when some people don't like, aren't comfortable with asking a question, and usually one person will ask it, and then it's like, oh yeah, I was thinking that too. Oh yeah, I want to know that also.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. There's like a whole, you know, when you get a group of people together doing that, it's like a whole, there is an interplay of energy, but it creates its own energy as well. It creates its own space, doesn't it? Where, you know, you can work within that space. It's fascinating when you look at that.
And you can like pull the thread of it, because you are the, you know, you're leading it. You can be like, okay, let's pull this thread in.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I know.
Now, another thing is that you also have written a book, and it is The Freedom of the Soul. And is it two books?
No, just one. Freedom of the Soul.
Tell us all about that.
Well, I wrote it really for teenagers because at one point, one of my children's peer group, all of them were struggling, you know, one was self-harming, one was having counseling, you know, one had eating disorders, and it really frightened me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there was this whole group of them, bless them.
Those are big and my struggles.
And my daughter was in the middle of it, although she was, you know, she has a bit of anxiety, but nothing so extreme.
Yeah.
But somehow she seemed to be in this group, and it frightened me. They were lovely girls, but it really frightened me. And I thought, and then one of them came round for tea and discovered that I did Reiki, and she was fascinated, and she lit up, and she was asking me questions. And I just thought, okay, I'm going to do something that will give them extra tools. I want them to understand that, you know, energy field is something you could do something proactive. You know, I'm not saying it cures all, but you could, it gives you an extra tool to try different things.
Absolutely.
So the point of the book, it's like a proactive workbook so that they can try different things, but understand the energy, what energy therapy is about, but also find their own path. Because all of us are unique. We've all had unique experiences, and we're going to be drawn to different things. So that's really how it came about. So, but I think it's for anybody really who wants to start out, find their path, to just try different things, understand different concepts.
I love that. Can you tell me, how did you come up with the name of Dandelion Therapies? I love the name of your business.
Well, it was twofold really. It was during a past life regression therapy, I was the client. So you have to practice on yourself during, and I was a client, and my guide appeared, but he appeared not in a human form, but it was like this sphere of light, if you like. And as he spoke, it shimmered, and it reminded me of a dandelion. And I kept referring to my guide as the dandelion people, as the dandelion people. It was fascinating. And then I discovered dandelions in the language of flowers means discovering what was once hidden. And I thought, well, that's incredibly apt for energy therapies and my clients. So I became Dandelion Therapies. It stuck.
I think every time I read it, I'm like, oh, I love that name. Like, it's just such a beautiful name. Now, you also have a podcast, and that is Balm to the Soul. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it's very similar to yours. Really, it's all about energy healing, and it's all about helping people understand, one, how important energy healing is, and then how to get started and how to move along your path and develop. So I have all sorts of guests on, you know, that do different healing modalities. Nice. All sorts of things, all sorts of ideas and concepts and, you know, practices that they're proficient at. So, yeah, it's really just getting the idea of energy therapy, energy healing out there, nice. Basically.
Now, Balm to the Soul, is that on all podcast platforms? Is it on YouTube? Where can you find it?
You can find it on Apple, Spotify, nice. Amazon Music, all sorts of platforms. Yeah.
That is amazing. You know what? One thing I've been doing lately is Donna Eden. I know that she has her own energy modality. She's got a beautiful, it's like right on YouTube. It's about like tracing the meridians and like, it's awesome. It's on YouTube and it's really about like how to keep your energetic meridians like flowing. And it's like, it's a good daily practice. So do you have any daily energy management practices that you're like, I have to do this every day. And if I don't, it's not a good day for me.
I do. And I do this with all my clients because I find this is an issue with a lot of them. Mm-hmm. One is grounding, really being grounded. A lot of clients who come to me are not even in their body properly. They're just, you know, they're either in the past somewhere or they're, you know, worrying about the future or if they do like meditation and things like that, they literally haven't come back properly. So I always do grounding. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I find when you work with energy, you realize that you can pick up other people's energy. You can pick up other people's thought forms. You can pick up other energy that perhaps is not, well, you don't want to be carrying it around for a start. Absolutely. So we talk about protection and we do about protection and just all sorts of techniques that people can use to just protect your energy. You know, if you're going to spend time cleaning it and making sure that it's flowing properly, you want to protect that. Absolutely. So, and I do that on a daily basis and I upgrade my protection all the time. And
it is interesting. Like we've been doing this a long time and like you said, you upgrade your protection. I love to kind of look back and be like, oh, wow. And what all you've brought into your kind of your, you know, your daily spiritual hygiene of, I ground myself, I center myself, I do gratitude, I do this, you know, whatever energy I may have taken from you, I send back. Whatever you've taken from me, I kind of take it back. And it's just, I love that, you know, you're also giving those tools to your clients as well.
And it becomes a habit. It's a bit like cleaning your teeth or having your shower every morning. It's the same concept, isn't it?
It's so true. So true. Anything else you may give to a piece of advice you give to somebody who's maybe they're looking for a different type of holistic modality and maybe energy healing is the right one for them. Any piece of advice you can give to them?
Just listen and read and discover also, you know, the minute you pick up a book, something that's said in there is saying will catch your attention. And then, you know, I always call it, talk about, you know, you get a sort of trail of breadcrumbs, don't you? So, you know, and then you go to a workshop, you speak to somebody and you think, oh, that's interesting. I might look at that then. And so it goes on. So just get started. Just, you know, there's so much on the internet now. You can listen to podcasts. You know, there's so many books. There's so much information. Just pick one thing and go from there.
Yeah. And like you said, listen to the breadcrumbs, divine spirit, they're leaving us messages all the time and you just have to be willing to be like, oh, okay. Like you took the advice of your friend to go to a Reiki session. Imagine like what would be going on now had you have not, you know,
gone. I can't even imagine it. I cannot.
It's like, I would have had someone else tell me to do it, but.
I'd have found it somewhere, I'm sure. But
I would have found it somewhere. So if anybody is interested in booking a session with you on Dandelion Therapies, is the best way to go to your website?
Yes. If you go to my website, you can contact me by email through there. Yes, definitely.
I love it. So once again, we have Natasha Price of Dandelion Therapies. Make sure to check out her podcast, Balm to the Soul, and her book, Freedom of the Soul. And I want to say thank you so much for coming to the Spiritual Spotlight series. It was a pleasure having another energy therapy master on here. And I'm so grateful to have met you.
Oh, thank you. It's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you found the episode to be enlightening and insightful. Our goal is to create content that not only entertains, but also helps you grow spiritually and connect with your inner self. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, we would greatly appreciate if you could take a moment to like, subscribe, and write a review. Your feedback is incredibly valuable to us and helps us to improve the quality of our content and to reach a wider audience. We believe that by sharing knowledge and insights about spirituality, we can help inspire positive change and personal growth. So if you found our podcast to be meaningful and informative, we encourage you to share it with your friends and family. Thank you once again for your support and for joining us on this journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth. We look forward to sharing more episodes with you in the future.